month in review. February, with the kind compliments of Consolidated Finance, we put you in the driver's seat.
Anywhere you want to go, anything you want to do, come on in and talk to us. We can make your dreams come true. Loans for anything. Car, house, or land.
Do it now.
We put you in the driver's seat.
Consolidated Finance. Call us today.
We put you in the driver's seat.
Monday, February 1st, Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams reported that the COVID-19 cluster at Dodds Prison had been brought under control. At its peak, the cluster, the island's largest, comprised 363 infected people, 85 prison officers, 261 inmates, and 17 other staff members.
We are very, very happy the way we've been able to contain the cluster at Dodds. We've dealt with the situation we had that occurred over Christmas and into the new year.
This country's entertainers and promoters sent out an SOS to government as they believe that the setback in managing the COVID-19 pandemic had made crop over in 2021 virtually impossible. They also felt the reopening of the entertainment sector was many months down the road. This position was outlined by head of the Entertainers Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney.
I don't see crop over or such events happening at this time. It's going to be very, very difficult. All the persons in the sector want to see happen and want, and they are engaging us right now and asking questions, is how do they get some kind of similar package, some kind of help. Entertainers and producers and service providers who haven't had to work since the last shutdown.
Tuesday, February 2nd, ahead of a two-week national lockdown, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley issued an appeal to the nation to comply with the measures aimed at halting the spread of COVID-19 in Barbados. Ms. Motley announced that Barbados would soon receive a batch of 50,000 vaccines, 100,000 doses.
We have had commitments from the government of India, and we expect to receive very shortly the first supply of 50,000 for 50,000 persons, which would be 100,000 vaccines, and we hope to be able to start the deployment of that in the very near future.
The University of the West Indies was assuring the public of the confidentiality of the data collected as 350 of their students were due to hit the streets the next day as part of a government-initiated COVID-19 and dengue seek and save community survey. Professor Winston Moore, the deputy principal of the CAFL campus, was the chairman of the Community Evaluation and Testing Project.
What we're trying to do is to engage in an urgent public health intervention that assists the country and many of our vulnerable communities and households. And I want the general public to see this as an urgent public health intervention.
Wednesday, February 3rd, the two-week national lockdown commenced in Barbados. St. Lucia reintroduced a state of emergency effective that day. Friday, February 5th, health officials disclosed that Barbados had recorded 4 COVID-19 deaths in 4 days, with the total fatalities climbing to 18. In the United Kingdom, scientists said the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine could lead to a substantial fall in the spread of the virus. A study showed the vaccine remained effective while people waited for a second dose. The study also showed that it was 76% effective during the 3 months after the first shot. Saturday, February 6th, early that morning, cricket coach and former West Indies player Ezra Mosley died in a traffic accident while out cycling. Community spread of COVID-19 was confirmed in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The country's Minister of Health stated what many citizens had concluded for weeks amidst a massive spike in cases there since the end of December. Monday, February 8th, a number of people were charged for violating the curfew directives in Barbados after being caught holding parties over the weekend. The director of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, said they would be in court by early the next day.
Over the weekend, we've had about four parties. We were notified by persons that there were parties being held. And upon investigation, we had found those parties. We had a party in Bayland, we had one in Maxwell, and we had one in a gated community in Heron Court. They will be charged for flouting the emergency management order. Barbadians must understand that we are taking this thing very, very seriously.
Tuesday, February 9th. Barbados and Dominica received a joint donation of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine from the government of India. And Prime Minister Motley revealed that she and the Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit would be donating some of the vaccines to other Caribbean countries. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital management said they had implemented extensive COVID-19 measures to protect patients and staff, as they confirmed that 46 patients and 21 staff members had tested positive since the start of the year. Wednesday, February 10th, the Barbados vaccination program officially started, with co-coordinator Major David Clark reporting that about 30 people up to that point had received their first injection in Trinidad and Tobago. There were major developments in a very high-profile murder case, with two men being charged for the kidnap, killing, and suspected rape of court clerk Andrea Barat. Thursday, February the 11th, over 400 Barbados frontline workers began receiving their COVID-19 vaccines. They included public health nurses, police officers, and others deemed essential or frontline workers targeted for the rollout of the vaccine here. Friday, February 12th, the president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa, again harshly criticized the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The COVID-19 virus was allowed through our doors and will not easily leave. This present administration must take full responsibility for this fiasco. Under ordinary circumstances, were there a robust opposition present in Parliament, there would be every justification for a no-confidence motion in the Prime Minister.
Saturday, February 13th, the U.S. Senate acquitted former President Donald Trump at his impeachment trial over the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The yeas are 57. The nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty. The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment. It is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby acquitted of the charge in said article.
Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. A 27-year-old man was reported to have committed suicide. His body was found hanging by a bedsheet at the Christchurch residence of his family. Monday, February 15th, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced that the two-week lockdown, which was due to end on Wednesday of that week, was being extended until month end.
The government will extend the circumstances, the restrictions, the pause to the 28th of February. We will open mini marts Monday to Friday. There will be no opening of supermarkets on Saturday or mini marts on Saturday or Sunday, because we are asking people to just cool it.
Tuesday, February 16th, health officials reported that Barbados had recorded 3 COVID-19 deaths and 126 new COVID-19 cases the previous day. Meantime, head of medical services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Clyde Cave, confirmed the death of a 9-year-old girl due to COVID-19 complications, the first death of a child from COVID-19 in Barbados. Wednesday, February 17th, Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, announced the imposition of a stay-at-home weekend, with travel on the roads outlawed for everyone except essential workers and people involved in specific activities. Speaking during that day's COVID-19 briefing, he stressed the urgent need for the public to adhere to the protocols, as he cited the spread of the virus within communities and families, with many young people being affected.
The ministry also warned that people of all age groups can become infected with COVID-19. Indeed, the recent deaths of middle-aged persons, and now this child, would be testimony of the threat the viral illness poses to younger people.
Three COVID directive violators, including a father and son, were remanded to Dodds Prison as Barbados authorities showed they meant business ahead of the stay-at-home order that would go into effect the coming weekend. The three were among 29 people hauled before the law courts that morning. That night, Barbados police were at the scene of yet another apparent suicide. The second that week, the victim, a 19-year-old male, was discovered by his mother hanging by a rope from a rafter at the family home at Crab Hill, St. Lucie. Thursday, February 18th, an enhanced COVID-19 directive was in effect from that day, as the Attorney General Dale Marshall expressed concern that too many people were still out and about during the day. At the COVID-19 media briefing that morning, he said the public seemed to be only respecting the nighttime part of the curfew measures, but that had to stop.
In fact, they're operating on the assumption that the only time that they have to stay in their homes is from 7 in the night until 6 in the morning. We have stipulated in this directive now that during the daylight hours, unless you have legitimate business with any of the exempted businesses or any of the essential services, then you are expected to stay within the curtilage of your home.
The morning of Thursday, February 25th, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced the country would soon be getting another shipment of COVID-19 vaccines through the global COVAX facility free of cost, and the government would also be purchasing an additional amount. She was speaking following a tour of one of the vaccination centers, the Morris Bayer Polyclinic in St. Peter. That night, in an address to the nation, Prime Minister Motley announced a phased reopening of the country from Monday, 1st March, after a month-long national pause. But the nighttime curfew remained in effect.
The private economy has taken a major, major lash as a result of this pandemic. I recognize that with the national pause and stop efforts, people are making tremendous sacrifices for the sake of the national good. But we all know that even though people are making these sacrifices for the sake of the national good, that they can't do it forever, and that neither the country nor our citizens can remain in a state of indefinite restriction.
Grenada officially cancelled its 2021 carnival. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell announced there would be no carnival celebrations that year, even if 60% of the population got the COVID-19 vaccine. This was the second consecutive year Spice Mass had been cancelled due to the pandemic. Sunday, February 28th, U.S. regulators formally approved the single-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, the third to be authorized in that country. Meanwhile, in Britain, the Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced that more than 20 million people in the UK had received their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine, and he described it as a magnificent achievement for the country. And so ended the month of February, 2021.
Month in review, February, with the kind compliments of Consolidated Finance, we put you in the driver's seat.
Anywhere you wanna go, anything you wanna do, come on in and talk to us. We can make your dreams come true. Loans for anything, car, house, or land.
Do it now.
We put you in the driver's seat.
Consolidated Finance. Call us today.
We put you in the driver's seat.